In the meanwhile, we've dragged this poor young fellow in. He usually sits in another room producing things for us, organising phone calls, organising people for us to talk to.
Making you look good, Mark.
Well, somebody has to. I can't do it by myself. But also coming in and talking about the NRL action. Good morning, Robert Crosby.
Good morning, Mark. Look, where has the year gone? It's already round 15. It seems like only yesterday I was in here very first time.
I messed up. I said it was round 14, but it's actually round 15, which brings me to my point. You know this stuff. You were glad to correct me of the error of my ways.
Always looking for a reason to correct you.
But where am I sitting on the 2NURFM footy tipping comp?
317.
Where are you?
400.
Okay, so you're not running out of time to catch me.
Oh well, there's still, as I've been saying all year, it's a slow build.
The slow build, very slow. Look, we have a shortened round this week because of State of Origin again.
Yes.
Let's have a look at this week's games. We've got the Rabbitohs and the Titans.
Neil Henry must be the most unluckiest man in the world. He's had terrible luck. He must have walked under a ladder, seen a black cat. So many injuries. Rabbitohs aren't going too great. They were improved a little bit against Brisbane, but with so many injuries against the Titans, going against the Titans' way, plus they're missing Jarrod Hayne and Nathan Peets, it's hard to go past the Rabbitohs at ANZ Stadium on the Friday night.
I'm not sure what to do with this next game.
It's a real mystery to this one, Melbourne and the Cowboys. So Melbourne without seven of their best players, Cowboys missing a similar number. So both sides are putting sort of a spare parts team together, but they've also still got a lot of their really good players. They've both been in the grand final sides for the past couple of years. I think Melbourne might just get the job done because their forward pack just seems a little bit stronger. But if the Cowboys can get their backs going well, that might get them the... It's a bit of a knife edge, but I'll just lean towards Melbourne a little bit.
Last week, I'm going to say this. Last year's premiers, the Sharks and the Tigers.
Oh, I feel sorry for the Tigers. They are trying. I thought they have no hope against the Roosters, and they put up a much better performance than I thought. But you just got to go with the Sharks. They're just looking too strong, and even with a couple of their players out at home, far too good.
What do you think about the Parramatta and the Dragons?
I was really disappointed in the Eels last week. I thought that they were priming after a couple of really good performances to put in a much better showing at the Cowboys, and they let me down. Dragons, they'd be disappointed with how they went against your Bulldogs on Queen's Birthday Monday.
Yeah, it was the one week I bet against the Bulldogs. They had a 38-0 loss the week before, so first week of the season I've gone against us, and we turned it around.
But we're the wounded Bulldog. No, but I think Parramatta, they'll have learnt a lot from the loss against North Queensland. I think they'll bounce back against the Dragons side, missing a few players.
Of course, State of Origin number two, and looks like the Blues are keeping the same squad. Maybe some changes, do you think, for Queensland?
Queensland, they've responded. A lot of changes, and I'm a bit nervous in this one because I thought heading into game one, New South Wales had a much better team, but Queensland, they've responded to the big loss. It's their biggest loss they've had for probably close to a decade. So Jonathan Thurston's back. Billy Slater's back. They've brought in a couple of younger players, so I'm a bit nervous, but I think that New South Wales were just far too strong in that first game, so I think the Blues, go the Blues in Sydney. They're going to wrap up the series in two.
Be the first time for a while we've done that too. Well, mate, that's it for this week. Rugby League, we'll see if we can get you out of the 400s into at least maybe 380 by next week.
399 at the very least.
Yeah, I got six right last week, so I'm quite happy with that. 2NURFM. That is our producer, Rob, talking NRL with us as we continue with more of your easy listening favourites to midday. It's Janet Jackson at 2NURFM.